take the scenic drive to the Guitar Oasis Cool in Jefferson County. Jeff's Guitar Clinic, jeffsguitar.com.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Welcome to another podcast at sliceoffice.com, brought to you by the United Steelworkers, great local sponsors like AMS, Madison Computer Works, SNR Remodeling, St. Vincent de Paul, and many others. Joining us now, UW Band Director, my longtime friend, Mike LaCrone. Mike? Good to have you on the show.
Well, it's always good to talk to you, Sly. How have you been?
Well, more importantly, how have you been?
Well, I had a little session not too long ago where I wasn't so good, but they've got good doctors in Madison, and I think I'm doing pretty well right now.
So you had double bypass surgery.
That's right, yeah. Sort of unexpected. It was, I went in for an examination, and the doctor says, you're staying. That's about the way it works.
That was it, huh? Okay. So, every year, you do an incredible job with the band and a concert. What is this year's theme, Mike?
Well, we're sort of working on two themes. The big theme is Nobody Does It Better. That sounds a little, perhaps not as modest as we should be, but I felt so good about the way the band's been performing lately, and it was a... It came to us in a show that we'd done, and it's an old James Bond theme, so we're sort of using that as a theme through the whole thing. And then we've also celebrating 20 years in the Kohl Center, which is a little hard to believe.
Can you believe that? Where does that time go, huh?
I know. when they said, "Are you going to celebrate the 20 years?" I said, "Yeah, as soon as it gets here." But I think it's one of the reasons it's hard to believe is the building is really been maintained very well. I think it holds its age very well.
Yeah, I think it's going to last longer than the Bradley Center. Here they're tearing the Bradley Center down, and it's only 10 years older. But I don't think the Kohl Center is going to be gone in 10 years.
No, I don't think so either. And they keep revitalizing it a little bit. They're going to get a new scoreboard, I guess, next year, and that should be a lot of fun.
So for people that have never been to one of these concerts, explain what they're in for.
Well, you know, sometimes that's hard to explain because it's a little bit like a circus. We give you enough things going on that you may not know where to look. But the basis is we'll have all nearly 300 kids from the band on stage, and they love it because it gives them a chance to perform and be out in public and you know, get a little recognition because we, after all, are the side lights and other things at basketball and football and so forth. So I think we'll have pyrotechnics, probably more than people would expect in the setting of the field house. We've got some great acts that are guest stars that will be performing with us. Of course, we always have to have a feeling for the fifth quarter. Fifth quarter is, I think, one of the attractions that people come for. It's still, I think, one of the most fun things we do during the course of the season.
Now, here a lot of these kids have got, some of them are going to be seniors. You're not going to see them after this, right? They're going to be gone?
Yeah, and I think that's the other big thing about the concert itself is it's our last meeting. We set it at the time of year where there's really not much going on after the concert. It's the last event that the students have of the year. They've done with basketball, hockey, and it gets to be it's very nostalgic when they get on the stage for the last time and know it's all going to be over and they're going to have to go in the real world.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? It's not.
Yeah.
The world's a more complicated place than when we entered the real world.
Yeah, I'm not sure I ever really did, but it is more complicated. You're right.
How has it been this year? You were gone for what, a month and a half? So have you been able to practice with them?
Well, I literally was gone for, as you said, a little over 6 weeks. And we had I had my assistant and a lot of the teaching assistants. everybody really jumped in. I think that's one of the things that, made me feel so comfortable about it is we had Darren Olson, who's been my longtime assistant, and he jumped in and took over a lot of things. Our band secretary took over things, and we didn't really miss much of it. I think the attitude of the kids, too, was one of the things that they realized it was kind of unusual circumstances. And, we went in territory where nobody had ever been before, but that part of it, I think they've really taken to heart, and I think it's a matter of pride, too. You know, they knew it was going to culminate in our last show. They want it to be good.
So I kind of buried the lead here. This is going to happen April 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Are all the shows at 7 p.m.?
Yes. We moved it forward a half an hour, and we did that kind of in deference to some of the people who said, well, we're driving from out of town, and if you do two and a half hour show, why we get on the road a little bit late. So we thought we'd move it up, and that's been met with pretty great approval. I mean, people seem to like the idea that we're going to start a little bit early, and it gives everybody a chance to enjoy not only the concert, but maybe the ride home or the meeting after the concert.
Exactly. All right. So this is $23, right?
Right.
And where does the money go to support the band?
Yeah. It's basically the profits all go back to the band. This concert started as almost a party event. We decided we were going to have a concert, and we started charging very modest things. And then as the concert grew, we've been able to use it as some support money for all the things we do. Almost all of it goes right back into the students so that they can help maintain the instruments. It takes care of travel. It takes care of all those things that sometimes get overlooked when you're planning trips and events for the band.
How many people try out for the band versus make the band?
Well, we had over 400. It was probably about 420, 25 that started our tryouts in the fall. Now, that includes everybody. That includes people who have been in the band, but our policy is once you've made it, you're not in it for good. You got to try out again each year.
Oh, interesting.
You're not assured a spot. Now, obviously, if you go through that whole process, you're going to have maybe some of the experience that it takes to be able to get in. But it keeps everybody honest.
How many people are in the band?
We march 280.
Okay.
So there's almost twice as many people who will try out at some stage of the tryouts that don't make it, and that's not the easiest thing for me to do. I think each year that becomes a little bit harder for me to see these kids work so hard and then have to tell them, I'm sorry, this year I can't use you.
What do you look for?
The easiest word, and it sounds a little cliche-ish, but you look for desire. You look for that feeling that they really want to do it. They have a great sense of school spirit. Sometimes the people who are technically very strong in some of the things, maybe the best musicians, don't have that aspect of what we're looking for, because we're a hard-working band, and I expect that work ethic to carry over in everything that we do. And if you don't see it, it becomes obvious pretty quickly.
Do they have to have good grades to stay in the band?
People always ask that. we don't have any eligibility that way, except obviously if they're not students in good standing,
right,
they won't be able to get in. But most of the students, the large share of our kids are in some of the schools that are very, very demanding, and all the programs you have to be a good student, first of all, to get into university.
Well, I was going
to
say, you know, it used to be if you were in the upper half of your class you were in, but boy, those days are long gone.
No, and the competition to stay in school, I think, is become more and more marked. That's one of the things that that I have to be very careful of, that I don't put so many demands on them that it takes away, that the band opportunities take away from what they have to do in the classroom. And so basically they have to maintain that, or they're not going to stay in school. Mom and dad will put up with somebody who wants to be a professional student, or a professional fun student. They've got to do the work each time.
How many more years do you want to do this?
Well, that's a hard question. How many years do I want to do
it? How many years have I asked you that?
Well, it's a perennial question. It's one of the hardest questions to answer because, for example, what hit me this year, that came out of nowhere, and it sort of made me feel a little bit more vulnerable than probably I have in the past. But, I really love doing it. It's one of the things that I enjoy doing it. I've never had a day that I go to work and say, you know, gee, I wish I didn't have to do this today. So it makes it very hard. There'll be a time when Father Time will catch up with me, I'm sure.
Who was the doctor that got you to stay at home for 6 weeks?
Well, I tell you, there's the people at UW hospitals are really great. He had his hands full. I mean, trying to get me to stay at home.
I'll bet.
the big problem was I didn't feel like I needed to stay as long as he knew that things had to change a little bit. But the worst part of it was the boredom after you spend that time not doing anything. You really appreciate the fact that you get to go to work every day.
You really enjoy this, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I have to admit it. It's still fun.
Well, and you know, therefore, you could work it as long as you're physically and mentally able. It's not really like work, is it?
No, and you. I mean, you really hit it. I think physically, I felt, as I said, I felt a little vulnerable. A lot of people would question the mental aspect of it.
I know, no.
whether I'm smart enough to do that, but the fun part just hasn't really changed. And the students each year they make it fun. I have to say that, you know, all the years that I've done this, I can't say there's ever been 2 years in a row that have been the same. And so there's no sense of been there, done that each year.
You know, you've seen a lot of coaches come and go since you've been at the UW-Madison since 1969. Have you met two nicer guys than Coach Gard and Coach Christ?
No, those are really first-class people, and you put your finger right on it. They're just nice guys, and the great thing about them is I think they're both very, very good coaches. I think they know the business, and I think more importantly, they understand the Wisconsin scheme of things, how things get done here in Wisconsin. And if I sound a little chauvinistic again, I think I always felt like they try to do it the right way.
Do you communicate with other band directors in the Big Ten or around the country?
Oh yeah. I mean, the Big Ten, the band directors, they have an association and they get together regularly with meetings. And of course I see, one of the great things is the tournaments. When you get to tournaments and bowl games, you get to rub elbows with people from really all over the country. And I really enjoy the tournament aspect of it, particularly the Big Ten tournament, because there you're meet with them and talk with them every day during that 4 or 5 days that it's on.
Tell me about your staff.
Well, as I said, Darren Olson has been my assistant for about 5 years now, and he's he was invaluable to me this year. Just jumped in every opportunity to make sure things went well for me. I have a person who's our band executive assistant. She takes care of all the paperwork, and Wendy is Margolis is her name, and Wendy is She's been with me about 5 or 6 years. And it's one of those people, you know, who anticipates what the problem's going to be and has it solved on my desk.
They can look down the hall and around the corner.
Right. And then I have, we have four assistants who are, they're teaching assistants. You know, they are hired by the university to help, and they're great so far as the music is concerned. And I've got about seven this year, what we call field assistants. You see them out on the football field where they do is help with the logistics of the rehearsals. You won't see them doing too much music, but when the time comes to keep people in line and to take attendance and all those things, they help all in those invaluable things. And they're largely volunteers. They've been with me for a long time as volunteers. That was before we had money to afford the regular teaching assistants.
Right. Mike, what sort of structure do you set up with the students as far as leadership within the band?
Well, we've emphasized that more and more in the last few years, that the leadership really has to come within the band. We have a very strong structure of senior, you know, the senior structure where there are people who are in charge of the whole section, like the trumpet section, the trombone section, and then that breaks down to each rank, and a rank has about 10 people in it. Each rank has that structure where they are responsible to each other. And then, of course, it's the individual structure. A drum major has a very strong say in making sure that things like discipline, things like, you know, just being where you need to be on time, those are all things that, tell you the truth, I don't have to do much anymore. These kids really take care of the of business, and I couldn't be more proud of the way they've responded when I say, you know, this is a problem we need to address, and we need to take care of it internally.
Because you have so many kids, I suppose it's hard to keep track of them all, but I'm sure there are some that you get closer to than others that you just get to know, but there's just those circumstances where you know some people better than others. Have you been able to kind of track to see whether you think that the band is good preparation for them going out in that real world? And have you kept your eye on some people and how they've succeeded in that big wide world?
Well, you can't help but do that. I mean, when you say you kind of keep track, I keep probably closer track than people realize, because I'm with these people an awful lot during the day, and then as alumni, they keep coming back. They keep showing up at events, and we have a very large alumni band, and that has really proven to be a great opportunity for me to each year at our alumni weekend. I get a chance to see people I haven't seen for a long time.
Do they come back and play?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've had to put a limit on the size of the alumni band. We've had to limit it out at 500 because the people who want to come back, it just kept growing.
You know, that just speaks volumes. You ought to tip the hat to yourself for that one. That is remarkable.
Well, we make it fun for them, and you know, it's we've got guys. Well, we've got two or three guys who come back every year who marched in my very first band here in 1969. And they're still coming back regularly to perform. And I'll have to admit they're a little bit slower than they used to be, but they still come out and do it each year. And you know, they've been with me for, some of them been with me for 48 years.
That is remarkable. So you've got grandparents. You got kids that are now grandparents that marched in your band. Yeah,
that's right.
That is. That is remarkable. Well, let's run down all the things that are going on. This is starts April, what, the April 20th, right? Thursday?
21st and 22nd, right? Thursday evening.
How do you get tickets?
Well, badgerband.com is the easiest way to do it because we've got everything online now. And so I think it's been, we tried it this year, and I think it's been pretty successful in getting tickets out to the people. And so that's probably the easiest way for people to get it. I mean, we're all, everybody's going online these days, so that's by far the simplest way to do it.
All right. And is it reserve seating?
Yes. Reserve seating and you know, as I say, you know, there aren't any bad seats in the Kohl Center, and there really aren't. One of the things that I do every year is when we set up the seating and set up everything, I take a walk around the entire building and make sure and set in almost every seat that might be odd and say, would this be fun to watch the show from? And since we've got, obviously, like most big concerts now, we've got the TV screen,
sure.
So there's not any place where you can't have fun. You can always hear the band. I mean, we got 300 out there, you're going to hear us.
Exactly. Well, listen, it's always fun interviewing you, and I couldn't be happier that you're doing well after your surgery, and this will be a momentous event, the return of Mike LaCrone of the UW Marching Band.
Mike, well, I tell people, come and see if I can keep doing it, if I can last for... last for show.
You're going to do great. You're going to do great. Mike, I always appreciate talking to you.
Well, you're always fun, Sly. I mean, as you said earlier, we've been friends for a long time, and I value that very much.
All right. Mike LaCrone from the UW Marching Band at slysoffice.com.
Slysoffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters, because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and families make it. Our communities make it. Consider this. For every one manufacturing job in our communities, 5 more jobs are supported. Manufacturing jobs pay an average of 10 to 50% more than service sector jobs. That allows working families to support their local businesses, schools, emergency services, and more. Creating 2.5 million new manufacturing jobs would mean at least $100 billion for our economy over the next decade. Domestic manufacturing is the green economy. It's among the cleanest, most efficient, and productive in the world. That's why the United Steelworkers and our more than 1 million members and retirees are fighting so hard to protect and grow manufacturing. Because making stuff really does matter. Join our fight. Visit usw.org and like us at facebook.com/steelworkers. Support American manufacturing. Buy American. Buy Union.